There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Napa know-how!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Did I say I was going to stick your name in that? Maybe next week. Where it says, instead of Rick...
False promise, Jesse. You said you were going to stick my name in there for today.
You should know me by now. You know that whenever I say something, you should take it with maybe a third or a quarter of a grain of salt. Of course. Well,
Rick Plum is not here today.
He's not here today, and he won't be here for a couple of days next week.
Today is the big day. Friday wedding. Today, his son is getting married today, I believe.
This is Terry Keyes, by the way, for those of you who are new to the show.
You didn't introduce me, did we?
Well, let me just give you this. All right, it is time for Bucket Strategy Investing. There are people who don't know who we are because they're tuning in for the first time. What do? We give you every day the best in money information, right? Brain Trust, that's who we are, standing by, ready to help you out this hour. This Terry Keyes guy sitting in once again today for the venerable Professor Plum, getting set to kick things off. Now, Terry, you're here from Lucia Capital Group, as would Professor Plum be. Now, for the next segment or two, we are going to talk about long-term care. This happens to be another one of Terry Keyes' specialties. If we don't keep to Terry Keyes' specialties, Terry, you wind up going off into...
Well, also, these are topics like annuities yesterday and long-term
life insurance,
care,
yeah,
that we like to bring up, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times a year. If people haven't figured out, our regular viewers and listeners have figured out that we'll bring back subjects again to remind everybody maybe changes that have happened in that area.
And that's what we're going to get into.
And that's what we're going to do.
Exactly. So the question might be, how do you make sure your hard-earned savings aren't eaten up by a nursing home or hospital bill, right? It happens all the time. So we talk about being prepared on the show. There are ways you can plan for the possibility of needing long-term care. And that's what you need to know about. We'll be talking about that with Terry Keyes coming up in just a couple of moments. Now, phone lines open. Give us a call. Money questions asked, answered, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can head over to wealthed.com as well. Click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, and you can send us your emails, which we'll get to, of course, as I promised. I did yesterday. Terry Keyes, as I said, back with us. He's a chartered financial consultant from Lucia Capital Group. He will tell anyone who will listen that you need a strategy that addresses each of your retirement needs. You need a strategy that aims to make sure your retirement goals are covered the first time. That's a bucket strategy, and the Brain Trust advisors are going to put one together for you. You just have to call the advisory team at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. You can talk to any of them about your financial future. Give yourself some peace of mind. 800-644-1150. Our number in studio, 877-PLANNER. Now, before we get to the phone calls and the topic at hand, you had said, you had told our TV audience that you've got something, you're trying to figure it out,
yep.
And since we're doing this live on a Friday, I'm going
to
let
it's so live that before I go to that, I got one more little tiny thing that just came to me. I like when we have these guest call screeners that come in, like yesterday we had a guest call screener. These are the people, folks, that will answer the phone when you call 877-PLANNER. You call the show live and you have a question, they'll make sure we organize your question and get you queued up for us so that we can take
right,
your question.
Okay.
We got one of our financial advisors, Ara Friedman. He's here today. Mm-hmm. Great guy. If you want to talk to Ara, you got to pick up the phone, call 877-PLANNER. So he's helping us out today, so I thought I'd give him some notoriety nationwide.
All right, just to give him some these guys are lonely back there.
Yeah, they sit in that room, wait for the phone to ring.
Right, you know? But it does ring a lot. It keeps them busy.
Oh, yeah.
But not a lot. Yeah. Not everybody wants to go on the air. Okay,
I was just going to say that. There's a lot of people don't know. There's a lot of calls we get that don't actually, they get air fright, I guess.
But don't do that, all right? We're very
friendly.
Pick
up the phone and call us. We're friendly. All right, this is what's confusing. I have a morning routine. You probably have a morning routine, too.
That I do.
Turn on the news at a certain time, watch it. I won't tell you what channel. I switch between two different channels
all right.
just to get different perspectives. perspectives on the news. Okay. And there was the big debate, I guess, last night in New York, Bernie versus
Hillary. And Hilly.
Yeah, they showed it. I don't know, but it had to go till 9 or 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast, right? If we're seeing it, I don't know.
All right, okay,
they see it, they show you all the clips. Next thing you know, they stay to a clip, and Bernie is standing at the Vatican. He was standing, making an out. You didn't see this on the news this morning?
At the Vatican?
At the Vatican. There's a question as to whether he actually met with the Pope or not. I don't know. But my question is, by the way, how did he do a debate last night with Hillary? And he's standing at the Vatican fielding questions this morning, especially since the Vatican's like 6 hours ahead of New York City on time zones and everything. I don't get it.
Green screen. We've known in the business.
So you're saying he wasn't really at the Vatican?
I thought this was.
He made a global warming presentation to the Vatican Council. There was a rumor that he was meeting with the Pope. Now they're saying they don't think the Pope would meet with him. It's too political. So we'll find out throughout the day whether he actually got to meet with the Pope or not. But I'm sitting there with my head spinning going, wait a minute, this guy was in New York debating last night. Now he's standing in front of the Vatican Council. How do you do that?
It's magic. If you're a politician, you have ways of doing that.
The Concorde's gone, right? The thing that goes 800 miles an hour.
As near as I can tell.
Yeah, it's gone. They don't fly it anymore. So.
All right, well,
I don't
maybe
know how he got there.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody has some answers to these
maybe
questions.
Maybe they beamed him there.
Well, we're all about answers. We're all about questions and answers. And we'll get to the long-term care stuff. I want to take a couple of calls, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
You can handle these. Terry Keyes, once again, sitting in for Professor Plum today, and then a couple of days next week, we'll welcome Professor Plum back sometime in the middle of next week.
Sure.
But right now, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We will talk about long-term care. Also have extra questions left over regarding annuities, because we had somebody asking us, what's this cap rate you're talking about, surrender periods, all that stuff. So we'll try to wrap up all these loose ends today if we can. Let's get back to the phone lines. 877-PLANNER, John, somewhere in Washington, is first up this hour. Hi, John, how can we help you?
Hi, bless you, my son.
Well, there you go.
There's the Vatican reference.
Thank you.
Good. Yes. Thank you.
I heard the Vatican, yes. Yeah. And I am Catholic. Well, anyway, my wife and I been married 40-plus years, and we're in our 60s. She's 62, I'm 66. Okay. I was in a traffic accident years ago and missed being qualifiable for Medicare, Medicaid by 1 point. Therefore, I am basically without any kind of Social Security or any kind of benefits, period. Therefore, I have to rely on her. She turned 62 February this year, and I was wondering what I need to do to get spousal benefits. Hello?
Yeah. You're 66 now, so he does, John, qualify for spousal benefit. So your wife worked and has a good benefit, correct?
Yes, she does.
And the first thing is,
according to the Social Security, she's got benefits in the amount of about $2,400 she's qualified for now.
At her 66?
Or at age 62? Which one are you talking about?
2,400 was too high.
At age 62.
At 62, she's getting 2,400.
That sounds awfully high. I don't know.
Well, it could very well be.
She has, that's projected by the SSI.
All right. Well, it seems a little bit high. I think the highest 62 benefit right now for anybody is about 1,900, John, just so you know. 66.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
66.
Nonetheless, what do I need to do to...
All right, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I'm going to do. First of all, let's find out what her benefit really, really is by going to www.ssa.gov and click on the button where she estimates her benefit. Well, and let's figure out what it is. We don't have to do it today, obviously. So do that first, John, okay? Now, secondly, here's the misunderstanding. Everyone thinks you need to wait until she's a certain age, in other words, in order for you. So as long as...
No, wait, let me be clear here. You want to take a spousal benefit from your wife. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, all you need to do is apply for that spousal benefit.
That's where I'm going.
See, what she's going to have to apply for her benefit first, all right?
And here's the problem.
Okay.
If she does that at 62, she's going to take a reduced benefit. It's not a problem. It's just a reality.
Well, yeah, she will have to take a reduced benefit, but you can apply for a spousal benefit once she has applied for hers. Now, your spousal benefit is based on her age 66 benefit, so whatever her full retirement age benefit is, regardless of the fact that she's taking it 62.
That's the percentage.
And your a benefit, you will not take a reduction because you're already full retirement age, so you're going to be able to get the full 50% of her full retirement age benefit.
So if her 66 benefit is around 2,500, which I'm guessing it is, 2,500, which is about the maximum, you're going to be able now, if she turns hers on for 18 or 1,900, you're going to be able to turn yours on for 1,250, roughly.
Something like that.
Two of you can get it. Now, I'm not sure that's the right strategy, and we might want to talk more about it and do a like a 15-minute meeting, you know, later on, you know, today or next week, just offline. But that is all. Right. That's what's available to you. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, what about for her to apply for and then suspend?
Well, she can't do that
at age 62.
Yeah, she can't do that. In fact, now the only way you can file and suspend, John, is if you're a full retirement age. So the only way that she would be able to do that is to be age 66. But now under current law, well,
right.
if you're 66 before the end of April,
yeah, well,
you can do a restricted application.
She'll never be able to file and suspend.
Yes, but she won't be able to do that and allow you to continue to take a benefit.
Right.
So she'd have to wait till age 66. So, I know what you're probably trying to do. You were probably trying to see if she could allow hers to grow while you just take a spousal benefit. Is that right?
Right.
So what we got to do, and I'll just give you the generalities, and then we'll move on because we have another call. All right. So what we have to do is figure out, is it worth her taking hers early for you to get your $1,250 mathematically, or do we wait for her while we wait for you, and then you just wait to turn yours on? We got to do the numbers. It just depends on longevity.
We could. What sort of longevity do you and your wife have, John?
My family side of the family is good. Hers, not so good.
Yeah, well, then maybe we do turn hers on at 62. Then then I'm leaning towards her. She turns hers on now at 62, and you apply for half of her 66, and you guys got two checks coming in. So
okay.
Yep.
Now, does that force her into retirement? I mean, she'd have to quit her job?
Well, if she goes early, she can only have a certain amount of income. We'll give you more at the $15,000 limit. If she's working, making a lot of money, then that doesn't work.
Yeah, because she would have to give it back, and that would suspend benefits. I'll tell you what, if you have some more questions, John, hold on. I just have to take
a break.
It's a great question, and I wish I had more time to answer that. So hold on. If you need some more information, we can talk to you about it. David in San Francisco, we'll get to your question as well. 877-PLANNER, doesn't matter the topic. We're here to answer your questions. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes sitting in for Professor Plum. When we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. And learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, You can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
All right, there you go, Rod Stewart. We may hear more from Rod Stewart later on today. I'm just telling you because it's a Friday. All right,
do you have some inside knowledge here that I'm not aware of?
Well, just a tradition on this program. It goes way back at least a couple months.
Rod Stewart Fridays.
All right, 877 Planner, Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes here in for Professor Rick Plum answering your money questions. All right, now before the break, we were talking with John in Washington. I just want to make sure we're clear on a couple of things, and I know John has another question. John, are you still with us?
Yes.
I mean, on the line. I know you're still with us. Yeah. You had said that your wife was going to continue to work. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what does she make roughly? What's her salary?
About $43,000 a year.
Yeah.
So the question is, John, and I'll answer your other question too about deadlines. I think you had a question about deadlines too. But do you want to give up? Do you want to give up $43,000 a year so that you can turn on so that you can turn on $1,250 a month?
No.
So this one's a no-brainer for me. That's what I was telling John during the break. Let your wife work until she doesn't want to work anymore. If she wants to work one more year, fine. Two more years. If she wants to work all the way to 66, the day she stops working, as long as she's, if it's between 62 and 66, the day she stops working, you can go ahead and apply for, she can turn hers on and you apply for half. If she makes it all the way to 66 working, then it's all done. You can just, she applies and you apply.
There's a retirement earnings test, just for people who don't know, if you're under full retirement age. Currently, if you make more than, I think it's $15,720 a year, you start to lose $2, $1 benefit for every $2 that you make over that. And eventually it'll get wiped out. And I think in your case, since she's making $43,000.
Oh, it definitely would.
Yeah, so that would ace her out of her benefit, which would mean that you wouldn't get a spousal benefit there either, John.
So it just doesn't work.
Okay.
So
now you had another question. Go ahead.
Is there a deadline to file? Is that what your question was?
Yes.
Yeah, no, there's no deadline. I mean, they don't care. I mean, to be honest with you, if you get to 70 and you don't file, they really don't care if you don't file. So there's no deadline. They don't. So when you are ready, you file. And we always tell people 30 to 60 days before your birthday if you're waiting to a certain age.
Okay, so the greatest return for her and me combined, me doing the spousal, her working till age 66, would be for her to go to 66, me, I'll be in my 70s by then.
Yes, and let's finish that, and then we'll move on. So let's go with that scenario.
Okay.
By the time she's 66, she's going to get $2,500 a month, approximately. You're going to get $1,250. You guys are going to get $3,750 a month combined if you do that scenario.
That's just from Social Security. And at age 66, John, she can continue to work if she wants to. So she could get her full benefit. You could get your full spousal.
And still make $43,000 a year.
Full spousal benefit and still have her make her salary. So, but that's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
we wouldn't be penalized then.
Nope.
No, there is
Once
no.
Once she gets to her full retirement age, there is no more penalty.
You can make $1 billion if you want. Yeah, it's not going to matter.
So I got to keep her healthy until 66.
There you go. Feed her greens and make sure she exercises daily, John.
Oh, no. She hates exercise.
Oh, okay. All right, John. Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, John. If you have any other questions, hold on. We'll be happy to help you out with your Social Security strategy. In fact, you probably should hang on.
Yeah.
And we'll get to, because Social Security strategy is part of all this.
All right.
All right, let's see. We've got, David called back.
Let's try it. Yeah.
Okay, David in San Francisco is back on the line. Hello, David.
Oh, hi, Ray. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I probably already know the answer, and that's if I were to risk overseas investments, that there's very little way of getting protection. And I'm just wondering, I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and they had the Treasury Secretary on, and he was being grilled about next year's budget, and he was asked about the TPP is going to allow banks to take their servers overseas. Now, if I go down to the local bank and I cash a check or deposit a check, I generally think that that money is somewhere in the region. It may be at the corporate headquarters in the state, or it may be at the corporate headquarters somewhere in the nation. But the idea of taking a server overseas, would that imply that the money is really where the server is?
No, the money, that's where I was going to go. I was already ready to say that before you finished the sentence. The money has nothing to do with the server is. They can have server in England and a server in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They can both be redundant systems. It's just where the information is held. So if you have $832,000 in your account, it's just storing the information of where it is. They're not storing your money overseas.
Well, I'm hoping that, because I keep seeing in budget language, both in state and federal, that they're trying to cut the budget for the courts. And in fact, I think even Kansas is basically attacking the courts. If they find that a law is being overturned by the courts, they want to cut the budget on the courts. And so it's I'm just wondering if we go through a whole lot of this budget cutting of the courts, is that going to put our investments at risk?
I don't see how. They're two separate items. I mean, the banking regulations are very strict on where the assets are held.
And that comes from Congress.
That comes from Congress too. That would have to be a law change, banking regulations. So no, I think it's just more of the cost savings to use a server overseas than one here. Or sometimes, you know, for safety reasons, I know a lot of big corporations, forget banks, they like to have their data backed up overseas and in the United States, both, just in case something happens either place. So.
Sure. Well, and of course, that's their big excuse, is they want to take these servers overseas to save money. But if you think about it, as if I was an insurance company and I saw a company go so cheaply that they basically were paying slave wages to do an important job, that actually creates an incentive to rip off the company.
So
if you underpay your employees, they're either going to do a sloppy job or they're going to try to get even at some point, and or sabotage for them.
Well, we've been dealing that for years and years in the United States with clothing companies, manufacturing, sneaker companies. It's just it is what it is, and they work with it, and they solve it the best they can. So
yeah,
I wouldn't lose any sleep over it if I were you, David.
No, I wouldn't, David. I appreciate the call too.
Yeah.
And he was talking about servers and overseas, and does that mean that the money is going overseas? It's really what the company,
Well, there's probably, between you and I, John, let's be honest, there's probably a fear monger out there somewhere.
Oh, there is.
Who's blogging that the servers are overseas, that's the first step of your money being, and come on.
Look at it this way.
You can't worry about this stuff.
If you're in New York and you walk into Chase Manhattan Bank where your money is, are you any closer to your money than you were if you're in Seattle doing the same thing? I mean, where is your money?
Yeah.
You put it into, Chase Bank or Bank of America. Yeah. I mean, your money isn't anywhere.
It's on a ledger.
It's on a ledger. Or more accurately, perhaps now, it's digitized ones and zeros throughout the banking universe.
Yeah.
So that's just how it is. I wouldn't worry about that. Nobody can actually go into a bank, take a take a hard drive, and then remove all of your money. It just doesn't work that way.
You can't. So steal the hard drive out of London and bring
it in.
Right,
and then all of a sudden,
I'd like to cash this in for $4 billion, please.
Yeah,
well, that's a hard drive. I don't want it.
There are $3 trillion on this hard drive, if you don't
mind. Now, what can happen is like the Panama deal where that people can get access to information or something. You know what I mean? That was crazy.
Well, yeah, they could do that and make legitimate transfers. Yeah. Illegitimate transfers, I should say. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Kevin in San Diego, want to make sure you have plenty of time to ask your questions. Just hang on a couple of minutes here. I know you want to talk about long-term care. We haven't even gotten into that yet. So hold on. We're going to get to your question. I think it's a hybrid LTC question. So we'll talk about that. We got more coming up. 877-PLANNER. If you've got a question of any kind, emails, we'll get to those. We will talk long-term care, as I said. We haven't gotten to that topic, but it's on the agenda. It's lines open. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, in for Professor Plum. Coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan what? Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Going on now at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and use the free gift card to outfit your rig with your favorite accessories and add-ons. Purchase select acoustic or electric guitars over $399 and get a $40 gift card. Or purchase select acoustic or electric drum kits or keyboards over $299 and get a $30 gift card. Guitar Center's free with purchase event going on now, in-store and online. Offer valid for regularly priced items only. See store for details. Restrictions apply.
Talking to you about your money, Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes in for Professor Rick Plum, but it is Bucket Strategy Investing, as we do every day. We take your calls, we take your emails, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. A little bit of room on the phones right now, but I can tell it's going to be, what, another busy day today.
It's a busy Friday. These phones won't stop ringing.
Which is fine. That's what we do. We appreciate that. It allows us to know, it helps us to know what it is you want to talk about. So let's head next to San Diego. Kevin is next. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, hi, guys. Could you hear me okay? I'm on a speakerphone.
You're good, buddy. Go right ahead.
Okay. In terms of long-term care for my honey, I would say 7 years we began a plan and went with the annuity rider style. We were declined.
Okay.
My honey has type 2 diabetes, some pressure issues, and things of that nature.
Okay.
So, continuing on throughout the years, I came across a life insurance hybrid policy. You get the policy.
Yep.
And your premiums, whatever they be, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, goes into a total policy. Let's call the total policy $100,000 life insurance. You get 20. If you need the insurance, you get 25 months of insurance divided by four. So every month, four goes into 25.
Right.
You know, and that's what you get as a premium. That's what you get for long-term care.
As a benefit, yes.
As a benefit.
Yep.
If you don't use it, when my honey goes to meet her maker, the benefit goes, the life insurance goes to the beneficiary.
Yep.
Some of the, when my wife was approved as a preferred, we were very happy for that. Some of the features of the policy, even while if you're on receiving benefit, you have to continue to make premium payments, monthly, annual, whatever you decide. If you don't use the benefit, you keep on paying for the policy for 25 years, in which case the value of the policy would be basically just about double. So, you know, I would think that the beneficiary would get the value of the policy, which in 25 years would be less than what you put into it. However, it does provide some benefit.
So what's your question for us, Kevin?
What have you heard about long-term care hybrid policies?
Okay, this is called you can do it like you tried to do it on an annuity, and you can also do it on a life insurance policy. They're called linked benefits. They're just linking two policies together. It still is a long-term care insurance policy. And what baffles me is, how does one company turn your wife down an annuity where there's no life insurance at all and all they're underwriting here for is a long-term care benefit, and then go up and get qualified preferred with type 2 diabetes, which I don't know of a company in America that will approve anybody preferred with type 2 diabetes, but I don't know, maybe they're out there. I'm surprised every day with what I see. And then because she had to be underwritten for both life insurance and long-term care insurance when she applied for that policy. But whatever, they make mistakes, insurance companies do. And if she got approved, preferred, I would hold on to that product as long as you possibly can. The only thing that doesn't make sense to me is, normally, if you file for a claim and your doctor says you qualify for the long-term care benefits, okay, the premiums stop with all the good ones. Now, I don't know why this one doesn't stop or why they told you it doesn't, but that doesn't sound right to me, because once you start receiving a benefit, the premiums usually cease. And by the way, that benefit let's say she gets, you know, the 25 months of benefit, that all comes directly from your life insurance benefit. So usually in these policies, once you've collected the 25 months worth, most of them are designed, you've blown out your life insurance,
right,
basically.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, the benefit is more valuable than the life insurance.
Right. So I just told you everything I know about them. I mean, I know how they're designed. I know how they're priced. But here's the thing. The bottom line for you is if your wife got approved and you have the policy in your hand and you're making annual premium payments, keep
hang on to it.
The only thing I'd want to know is if they're really, they may be calling it preferred, but if it's not competitive. In other words, if every other company is issuing the same type of policy preferred for $2,000 a year and you're paying $6,000 a year, well then, something's wrong. So
I have no counterweight for that, but I could, because we're signing, you know, a check is going over to the provider in the next few days.
All right, is it an A-plus rated? Is it an insurance company we've all heard of?
The name of the insurance company, do you want me to mention it?
Yeah, go ahead. What the heck?
One America, which is...
All right, no, they're reputable. We're all done. They're reputable.
Okay.
They're an A-rated company. They're reputable. Yeah.
All right, listen, buddies.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Well, it sounds like they did well.
Okay.
Maybe her health improved enough. I don't know all the details here, John. Maybe her health improved enough that they did. They're a good company, very reputable company. They offer both the life and the annuity version that company does.
They got the policy.
Very competitive.
They got the policy after she had developed these problems then.
Well,
is that what I'm hearing?
Even 7 years ago, she already had type 2 diabetes.
Right.
And she tried for the annuity one, is what he explained.
Right, and
she
said that declined. They got declined, right.
Then several years later, I don't know if it was it's this year, because he said he just is making his first payment.
And now
so 7 years later, she got approved for the life insurance one, which is rare to me. But I'm saying maybe enough other things in her health situation
could
changed
be.
To the positive. You don't know.
All right. So.
But the bottom line is if that's the case and you get it and you're happy with the premiums, then you keep it.
Right. Exactly.
The only thing I just wanted to make sure it wasn't the shifting sands of
so-and-so,
you know, of the stars or something.
Yeah.
Life
insurance
company.
You don't want that. And want to make sure, too, that when they got this policy, everything was disclosed, which I assume it was.
Sure.
That they did the full medical and all that stuff.
Well, once you have a legal contract in your hand, it's a unilateral contract, and you keep it. You make your premium payments, and you've got a
legal contract.
Well,
it is, and this doesn't apply to Kevin's case, I'm sure, but there are people who don't disclose certain, you know, heart trouble in the past and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And even though they have a contract in hand, the insurance company could say, well, wait a minute now. You didn't tell us that you had four heart attacks.
I'll give you how you get around that. All insurance companies, after 1 year, even if you lied blatantly.
Oh, that's the look-back period?
No,
or what's it called? No,
incontestability.
That's right. Yeah. Is it 1 year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was thinking it was 2 years, which is weird
Different states are different, but 1 or 2 years is the most, though.
The period of incontestability is when you can contest it. Don't they have that backwards?
No, that's incontestable after that period.
That's it. The period itself is contestable.
No, it's not called the incontestability period.
No,
it's called the incontestability clause. And it's a 2-year clause.
Okay, so he mentioned link
or
benefit.
Clause,
let's bring this up for just a moment, because since we were going to talk about long term care,
it's all marketing. It's nothing. I mean, people make a big thing about this hybrid link benefit. Instead of buying only apples at the grocery store, you decide you want some apples and some oranges because you like both. Okay, so you go home with both.
Right.
The insurance company took the two products and put them together.
Mm-hmm.
You're being underwritten for long-term care. There is long-term care insurance, and there is long-term care insurance charges built into your premium.
Yeah.
There is life insurance, and there is life insurance charges built into your premium. They just put them together. That's it. It's as simple as it is.
So what happens?
You buy it, if you don't use the long-term care, you have a life insurance policy. If you delete all the long-term care benefit at some point,
the life insurance is
gone. You have no more death benefit left for yours. But that's not. He had no problem with that, and I don't either. He said he understood that. So
I think they can be useful type products.
Yeah, I like the annuity one better, because I'm looking at 65-year-old people that want some long term care that normally don't need life insurance anyways. So why are you paying for life insurance if you don't need it? When you buy the annuity only one, they tend to do better, as far as provide a little more long term care benefit, more cash value if you don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just becomes an annuity if you don't use it, okay? So I like the annuity one better, because most 65-year-old people don't need life insurance anyways. But the insurance agents like the life insurance ones better. I'll give you one guess why.
They get paid more for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so but just for educational purposes here, on the link benefit, you might purchase one that has a $150,000 death benefit and maybe a $300,000 long-term care benefit?
No more than about 3-to-1. Yeah, that's okay. Depending on a person's age, if they're 75, it's less. If they're 55, it might be right around 3 times.
So now what happens is, as you start to use this long-term care benefit, it eats also into your life insurance, your death benefit.
Well, think about this. Let's say on that one, the benefit's $4,000 a month, okay? I'd call it $48,000, $50,000 a year.
Long-term care.
Yeah, in 6 years, you used the whole $300,000.
If
you got sick and stayed in a nursing home for 6 years, it's gone. Everything's done. The life insurance policy's canceled. It's all over with. Game over, as they say.
Yeah, and it's the rare person who uses the death benefit first and then uses the long-term care. I haven't seen one.
Why do you do that to me on a Friday? I almost responded to that.
Well, I was going to try to get you to respond and see
the
if you
very,
said.
The very, very rare person who will actually claim the death benefit and later on come back and get the
long-term after the
care
death benefit is used, and then you still have three. Because I was going to say, well, what if you use the death benefit first? Is the $300,000 of long-term care still there for that person?
Yeah, sure. How about those San Francisco Giants, huh?
Okay, those are linked benefits. Now, you mentioned, since we're on the long-term care topic, we got to take a break. But you said, rather than the linked benefit insurance / long-term care product, you said the annuity.
Long-term buy an annuity care. And it has long-term care attached to it too. But again, it's just two things put together.
Okay, well, I was going to have you talk about it when we come back. Just
is that a tease?
That's
a
tease.
I'm learning the teases all the time.
Don't give it all away. All right. But you can
Folks,
call about.
Don't leave. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, you're going to learn about the annuity with a linked long-term care benefit.
Anything else? You want to give the number?
Tease. That's a tease.
What's the
call
phone number?
Call us here, 1-877-PLANNER, if you have any questions. 1-877-PLANNER. I'm Terry Keyes. I'm here with the infamous John Dean, the host of Bucket Strategy Investing. We do this every day for your benefit to educate you all over America. We'll be right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Restoring order to the show, Johnny Dean and Terry Keyes in for Professor Rick Plum. So good that we're coming back for another hour. In most cities, if you have any money questions, you can call now. We've got another hour, as I said, so if you need to formulate your question, we got plenty of time to do that. Although not unlimited amounts of time. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Oh, I need to tell you, too, don't forget, the Brain Trust is going to be in Santa Clara, California. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. In fact, it's like 2 weeks, if I've done my math correctly. Saturday morning, April 30th, in Santa Clara. Again at the, Terry?
Santa Clara Marriott, right off Highway 101, across from the famous Levi Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers.
That's right.
That hotel is right there. Everyone knows where it is in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. We start promptly at 9 a.m.
Yep. Now, you won't get to meet Terry, unfortunately, because, Terry, you have said you got your well, whatever, you've got stuff.
Yeah, if you were hoping to get my autograph and sell it on eBay later that day, it's not going to happen in Santa Clara.
No, but John Ellis will be happy to sign your name.
Yes, he can sign my name, and I've given Rick permission to sign my name
as well. Professor Plum will be there. So join the Brain Trust in Santa Clara Saturday, April 30th. The way you get there is you register at wealtheds.com, our website, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealtheds.com. It's all free. Just show up, bring some notepad. Actually, you probably have notepads there, don't you?
We give out little pads and pens.
Sure,
so
take
can,
notes.
Make a note. In case you want to refresh yourself later on about
right.
something that we said.
But yep. Bring your money questions and you'll get them answered there and learn all about retirement income strategies. That's, again, April 30th in Santa Clara, California. Okay, back to the phone lines. We'll talk about this annuity form of long-term care, but I want to take care of a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER. Let's get to Pat in Houston, Texas. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Yeah, I have a question for Terry Keyes. I want to know about the long-term care. And the person who is like between 65 and 70 years old, and this is a hurt to my friend. You know, what she did, she put down like 100,000, you know, she went to the insurance company, and she don't have any health problem. She's like 70 years old. She said she's covered for the long-term care. Can you explain and how
yeah.
it's going to work all the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just met with another lovely lady in Houston who's from Dallas last week.
No, from Houston.
Yeah, but we were in Houston last week, Pat, And I met with a woman there also, but she came over from Dallas, is what I was saying. So,
okay.
But here's what your friend did or is in the process of doing, it sounds like. You can purchase a single premium product with $100,000 that immediately, once you're approved, has long-term care benefits. And if you're between 65 and 70, it works with $100,000 pretty well. It doesn't work with $50,000. It's just not enough money. Mm-hmm. But if you put $100,000 in, there's two types, and I'm not sure which one your friend has, Pat. You could do the life insurance one, where it's a single premium light, so it gives you both death benefit and long-term benefits. So if you die, there's an extra death benefit. So if you put in $100,000 and something happens to you, you might get $180,000 death benefit, but you'll also get a long-term care benefit, either or. But then there's also, she may have bought just the annuity version, where you just put the money in, it's like an annuity, and your money will earn some interest, and then some money will be deducted for the cost of the long-term care, and you have a long-term care benefit.
Okay. Yeah, she said this is not like a insurance, she said it's going to cover long-term, and if she's not going to use that money, they will give it to the heirs.
So what she has, Pat, is she has the annuity version. It's a tax deferred savings account, and it's basically for people that have some extra cash that they're probably not going to spend in their lifetime anyways. They set it aside in that product as long as they get approved, which it sounds like she did, and she has a long term care benefit. It's a good idea.
Yeah, and I have a question. You know, like if something happens to her, you know, like between. It's because I'm planning to buy also, because sure. I'm in the same
situation.
Status.
Yeah.
I don't have any long-term care. I never took it when I was young.
Right.
But now I'm planning to take it. And so if something happens to me or her, or, you know, whoever is applying, do you think how long they're covered with this kind of putting down like $100,000,
you're usually,
and maybe after 2-3 years something is going to happen, or after 10 years something is going to happen, how many months or years she'll be covered?
Okay, so what she's saying is if something happens to her several years down the road,
right. Yes.
How long is the benefit for?
Yes.
And it depends on how the insurance agent designs it. It's usually a minimum of at least 3 to 4 years of coverage, and I designed one the other day that was a little less benefit per month, but it got them 8 years of coverage. So it's usually anywhere between 3 or 4 to 5 or 6 years. It could be as many as 8. It depends on how it's designed, Pat. So if you want some help designing it, I don't know who you plan on working with, but I can have our insurance company here. It's an independent insurance company. Can run some quotes for you. And there's different ways to do it, and it's really up to you how you want to design it. I like them to be about 4 to 5 years worth of coverage is good.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I have a question that it's the special level. Terry, you sell this kind of insurances for
So what we have here is the Lucia Capital Group also has a division, an insurance division, because we have many clients all over the nation that want independent quotes run on life insurance, long-term care insurance, annuities, whatever you call insurance products. So it's another service that we offer our clients. So I'd be happy to help you, Pat.
No, I just want to work with you. Do you think you do this kind of product, or I'm just, you know, because, you know, the way you explain, you know, I like the way you present the things, you know, the case or whatever. I'm just thinking.
Sure. Yeah.
Are you in that branch or you're in a different branch?
No,
I'm asking a personal question, but I don't know if you can answer.
I'll answer this, then we can move on, guys. We'll get your phone number, and I can meet with you. We can do a conference call. I work out of the San Diego office, but I work with for insurance products. I work with our advisors and clients all over the country.
Right, you go to Houston, you go to Seattle, you go to San Francisco, you're in Florida, et cetera. So I tell you what. So if you want, hang on, Pat. And you can tell you got a fan there. You got another fan. You got quite a following there, Terry Keith.
I'm telling you, the autographs are going up every day.
Well, this is what she's talking about again. That's sort of what we're going to get into.
They call a long-term care linked benefit product, and it can be linked to an annuity or it can be linked to a life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. This one sounds like it's an annuity.
An annuity, which is the kind that you said you prefer that kind anyway.
So a couple things just to be aware of when you're doing something like this. Use an A-rated insurance company and work with a financial advisor who's qualified to really design it properly. There's different ways to design it, and I think, and Rick and I have done the numbers like we always do, crunch numbers. There's certain ways we like to see them designed to make it work better
Okay, we're out of time. Mo, hang on a second in Sacramento. We'll get to you just as the new hour starts. Don't go away. We're going to be taking more of your calls in the new hour. If you need to talk to Professor Plum or Terry Keyes or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, you can talk to them at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. I said another hour is just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.